Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we are tackling a problem that I think every single modern business feels in its bones, even if they haven't really put a name to it yet.
Yeah.
It's this weird grinding tension between two massive forces.
Right.
On one side, you have content saturation. You know the drill, the absolute desperate need to be everywhere, all the time, TikTok, Spotify, YouTube.
It's the noise, the infinite feed.
Yeah.
If you stop posting for a day, you basically disappear.
Exactly. But then on the other side, you have something, I don't know, quieter, a lot less sexy, but maybe more dangerous. Knowledge decay.
Ah, yes.
This is the stuff inside your company, your help docs, your FAQs, your internal wikis, the truth of your business. And it is just slowly rotting away because nobody has time to update it.
It's a classic contradiction, isn't it? Companies are spending millions to shout their message to the world.
All the marketing, the ads.
The flashy videos, But the actual truth of their product, like how it works or how to fix it when it breaks, is often outdated or buried in some Google Doc that hasn't been open since, what, 2024?
So for today's deep dive, we are running a bit of a thought experiment. We are taking two very distinct technologies from our sources, and we're just going to smash them together and see what happens.
I like it.
We want to see if we can solve both the noise problem and the rot problem at the same time.
A hybrid model.
Right. So in the first corner, we have Eraglad. Let's think of them as the ultimate librarian.
Okay.
It's an AI tool that basically auto-maintains your knowledge base. It reads your support tickets, your Slack messages, and it fixes the rot.
And in the other corner, we have the Auto Content API. This is the industrial broadcaster.
The broadcaster.
And I really want to stress that word industrial. This is an engine, not a toy. It turns text and data into podcasts, videos, social shorts instantly.
So the mission today is to answer one question. What happens when you combine the ultimate librarian with the ultimate broadcaster?
It's a fascinating combination because if you really look at it structurally, Eraglad provides the fuel.
The truth.
The accurate, updated knowledge, And then Auto Content API, well, that's the engine.
The distribution.
Exactly. The multimodal distribution. And when you put them together, you potentially solve this big problem called mental availability. You make sure that accurate support content isn't just text on a website. It's audio, it's video, and it's everywhere a customer is actually looking.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have to start with the foundation, the fuel. Let's talk about Eraglad, because I'll be honest, when I hear knowledge base, my eyes kind of glaze over. It just feels like the most boring part of a business.
It might be boring to write, but it's so critical to read. There's a statistic in our source material that really stops you in your tracks.
Oh, yeah.
81% of customers check the knowledge base before they ever submit a support ticket.
81%? Wow. That seems incredibly high.
It is, right. But think about your own behavior. If you're using some software and it glitches, do you immediately want to pick up the phone and wait on hold?
No, never.
Or do you want to Google it, find the answer in 30 seconds, fix it, and get on with your life?
Yeah, I want to self-serve. Absolutely. I don't want to talk to a human unless I absolutely have to.
Exactly. And so do 81% of your users. They're trying to help themselves. But here's the kicker. If that answer is wrong or outdated or just missing.
Oh, that's infuriating.
That's when the frustration spikes. That's when they open a ticket costing you money. Or worse, they just churn. They just leave.
So the stakes are actually way higher than I thought.
Yeah.
But how does Eraglad fix this? You called it autopilot, but that sounds a bit like magic. How does it know what to write?
It's not magic. It's just really rigorous data analysis. Eraglad hooks into where the actual work is happening. It reads your support tickets. It reads the release notes from engineering. It even reads your Slack conversations. It's analyzing that whole flow of information to find gaps.
Okay, give me an example. What does a gap look like to the AI?
Okay, let's say you release a new feature on Tuesday. By Wednesday, you've got five different customers writing in asking, how do I reset my API key with the new update?
Right.
Eraglad looks at your help center and just realizes, hey, we don't have an article for this.
So it sees the demand before a human even notices there's a pattern?
Precisely. It flags the gap and says, hey, you need an article here. But it goes further than that. It can draft the update for you. It can update existing articles if the info changes. And this is a big one for just housekeeping. It merges duplicate articles to keep the whole knowledge base lean.
So it's basically cleaning up the mess that we humans naturally make when we're all rushing around.
Correct. And there's a concept here that's so important for the AI era we're in right now. Garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies are rushing to build these AI chatbots, these co-pilots, to talk to their customers.
Yeah, every website has that little bubble in the corner now. How can I help you?
Right, but those chatbots don't just know things. They are retrieving information from your knowledge base. As the source material puts it, AI tools are the engine. Your knowledge base is the fuel.
Ah.
So if you feed a super advanced AI outdated fuel, if your help docs say the setting is under file, but it's actually under edit now, the AI is going to hallucinate. It's going to give your customers wrong answers with complete confidence.
Which is the worst.
Aeroglad basically ensures the fuel is clean so the AI doesn't lie.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
If the librarian isn't doing their job, the broadcaster, or the chatbot in this case, is just reading fake news.
Exactly.
And looking at the notes, the value here is tangible. We've got a case study from Lori Reenery, a senior director of enterprise tech. She saw a 243% ROI using Aeroglad.
I mean, that's a massive number for an efficiency tool. It comes from deflected tickets, save time, all of that.
Okay, so that's the fuel. We have a perfect, pristine, up-to-date library of text. But here's where I want to push back a little.
Go for it.
Having a perfect text-based knowledge base is great.
Great.
But it feels very 2015.
How so?
Well, users in 2026 don't just read. I mean, I'll speak for myself again. If I have a problem, I do not want to wade through a 2,000-word technical manual.
Right.
I want to watch a 30-second video. I want to listen to an explanation while I'm driving. If all you have is text, aren't you just missing the boat?
You absolutely are. Consumption habits have shifted completely to video and audio. But this creates what we call the production bottleneck.
The bottleneck?
Yeah. Traditionally, if you wanted to turn that Aeroglad help article into a video, just think about what that involved.
Ugh, a headache. A massive headache.
A huge headache. You need a scriptwriter to adapt the help doc. You need a voice actor or someone from the team to record it. You need a video editor, motion graphics.
And you need a budget. A big one.
A huge budget. The data shows outsourcing a single podcast episode costs anywhere from $100 to like $15,000. A single short form video, just 1 minute, costs $50 to $300. So do the math. Can you really afford to spend $300 to make a video for a help article about resetting your password?
No way.
Especially when it might change in 6 months.
The ROI just isn't there. So companies just don't do it. They leave it as text and hope the customer bothers to read it.
Right. They choose one channel text and ignore the others because of cost. And this is where the auto content API comes in.
The broadcaster.
But don't think of it like a tool like ChatGPT where you sit and chat. The source material really emphasizes this is infrastructure. It's an API first engine. It's designed to be a notebook LM alternative, but for enterprise automation.
Okay, API first. We hear that phrase a lot.
Mm.
For the person listening who isn't a developer, what does that actually mean here?
It just means it's built to talk to other machines, not to humans. It's a set of pipes. You feed it raw inputs, a URL, a PDF, raw text, and it automatically spits out finished media assets. Explainer videos, podcasts, slide decks, social shorts.
And it does this without a human director or editor involved.
Completely headless. And it does it at a cost that just fundamentally changes the math. Remember that $300 manual video?
Yeah, the one we couldn't afford.
With Auto Content API, a video costs roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that's about €4.
Wait, hold on. We went from $300 to €4.
Correct. And a podcast episode. We're talking mere cents.
Okay, that price drop is staggering. It almost sounds too cheap to be good. But if the quality is even just passable, that changes everything.
It does.
Suddenly, it is economically viable to turn every single Aeroglad article into a multimedia asset.
Exactly. You stop picking and choosing. You just convert everything.
I want to visualize this because multimedia assets is a bit abstract.
Right.
Let's map out a specific scenario. Let's say we have a company using Aeroglad,
yeah,
and they plug it into the Auto Content API.
Yeah.
What did that day-to-day actually look like?
Okay, let's call the scenario one, the self-healing support channel.
I like the sound of that. Self-healing.
So imagine Aeroglad detects a spike in tickets. Let's say everyone is suddenly struggling with how to configure the router firewall.
A classic.
Right. So Aeroglad automatically drafts and publishes a text article to stop the bleeding. That's step one.
Okay, so the text is live on the help site.
Now, in the old world, you stop there.
Mm.
But in this new stack, that new URL triggers what's called a webhook. Think of it like a digital baton pass.
Okay.
Aeroglad finishes its lap and passes the URL to the Auto Content API.
And Auto Content catches it.
Instantly. The API scrapes that new text. It understands the step one, click here. Step two, type this. and it instantly generates a 60-second vertical video for YouTube Shorts and TikTok and a horizontal explainer video for the website.
And this is all happening in, what, minutes?
Minutes. And then it can automatically upload them. So now picture the user, it's 2 a.m., they're frustrated, they search how to configure router firewall on Google. They don't just see a text link anymore, they see a video pack right there in the search results.
And I'm guessing that's huge for SEO.
It's critical. The sources note that embedding video increases dwell time, how long a user stays on your page, and that makes the page 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times.
You are essentially dominating the search results just by having this automated loop running in the background.
That is wild. It's like you have a 247 media team that just follows the librarian around. Whatever the librarian writes, the media team instantly films.
That's a perfect analogy, and it applies to audio, too. Let's look at scenario two, internal knowledge transfer.
Okay, so this is for the employees.
Right. Every company has those dreaded compliance updates or new HR policies or complex release notes from the engineers.
Mm-hmm.
AirGlad keeps them updated, but let's be honest, who actually reads them?
I skim them, at best. Usually I just archive the email.
You and everyone else. But what if Auto Content API takes those AirGlad docs and generates an internal podcast? And we're not talking about some robotic text-to-speech voice droning on. We're talking about that notebook LM style, a two-host dialogue, just like us, discussing the new policy.
So you could have a show where two AI hosts banter about the new expense report policy. Like, hey, did you see the new per diem rates? I sure did. That kind of thing.
Exactly. And an employees can listen to it on their commute. It turns reading a memo into listening to a show. But here's where it gets a little sci-fi.
Okay.
The source material mentions a feature called voice cloning. You could clone the CEO's voice.
Whoa. Pause there.
Ugh.
That sounds, I don't know, efficient, but also a little creepy. Are employees going to feel gaslit if the CEO is giving them updates, but it's actually a robot?
It's a valid concern, and you'd have to be transparent about it. But think about the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader. They want that personal connection, but the leader has zero time to record weekly updates.
Right.
This solves that. AirGlad ensures the script is accurate because, remember, truth is the fuel. And Auto Content makes it sound like the CEO. It's an AI-generated briefing.
I guess if the content is 100% accurate,
yes,
and you label it clearly, it saves everyone time. It lets leadership scale their presence without burning out.
Precisely. It's all about leverage.
There's one more scenario I saw in the notes that really blew my mind. The language aspect.
Ah, scenario three, global scale. This is the total addressable market expander.
Right.
AirGlad usually creates documentation in one language, typically English. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So I write the help doc in English. AirGlad polishes it. Then Auto Content takes it and what?
And instantly generates the Spanish, German, Japanese, and French audio and video versions.
Not instantly.
As fast as it generates the English one. So you're basically launching support for five new countries the moment you hit publish on the English version. You don't need a localization team. You don't need translators. The API handles the synthesis.
That is just pure speed. And for business trying to go global, that removes a massive, massive barrier to entry.
It's not just speed, it's accessibility. You're meeting customers in their native language immediately.
So we've got the vision, but I want to get a little deeper into the how. We keep saying API and webhooks, and for some listeners, that sounds like you need a team of expensive developers.
Right.
But the source material talks about this being API first, but also mentions things like make.com.
Yes, and that is a crucial distinction. API first just means the core capability is the product. But platforms like Make.com or Zapier, they act as the digital glue.
Digital glue. I like that.
Yeah. They let different apps talk to each other without you needing to write code. So the workflow we described, trigger, action, result, can be built visually. You drag a block that says AirGlad, connect it to a block that says Auto Content, and hit run.
So you don't actually need a computer science degree to build this automated media network.
No, you just need to understand the logic. If AirGlad creates a new article, then send it to Auto Content. That's the headless content production system. It just runs in the background.
But there's a flip side to this that I find really interesting. We've talked about AirGlad feeding Auto Content.
Yeah.
But can Auto Content feed AirGlad?
This is where it gets really, really interesting. Auto Content has what's called a deep research endpoint. It uses agents. Think of them as digital research assistants powered by Gemini or OpenAI to browse the live web.
Okay, stop there. Browsing the web. Is it just reading Reddit threads, or is it doing actual research? Because if my support bot starts quoting random forums, I'm in big trouble.
That's the fear, right? But these agents can be directed. They can look at sites like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, official documentation from other companies. They are looking for verifiable facts.
So how does this actually help Aeroglad?
Okay, so imagine Aeroglad flags a gap. A customer asks, how does your software comply with the new EU AI Act?
Good question.
And Aeroglad checks its database and realizes, I don't know this. I have nothing on the EU AI Act.
Right. And usually a human has to stop what they're doing, go research the law, and then write the article.
Exactly. But in this loop, Aeroglad could trigger the deep research agent. The agent goes out to the web, reads the official EU documentation, synthesizes the key findings into a draft, and hands it back to Aeroglad.
It closes the loop. The system can learn on its own.
Aeroglad then stores it, maybe flags it for a human to give a final thumbs up, and then it's live. It's a self-reinforcing cycle of knowledge acquisition and then distribution.
That ties into where the web is going in general. Mm. We saw a note about the agentic web. That sounds like a buzzword bingo winner, but what does it actually mean for a business?
It's just the shift in how search works. We're moving from humans typing in keywords to AI agents searching for answers.
Yeah.
When you use a tool like Google's SGE or Perplexity, those AIs aren't reading your website like a human does. They're looking for structured data.
They just want the raw facts.
Right. And AutoContent spits out that structured data JSON files, clear FAQs. But there's another layer, audio SEO. Search engines are starting to actually index audio. By taking your Aeroglad text and converting it to auto content audio, you are essentially creating audio beat for these new search engines.
So if I ask my phone a question, it might pull the answer directly from my podcast transcript.
Exactly. You are capturing traffic that your text-only competitors are completely missing. You become the source of truth for the AI agents.
It really feels like we're looking at a complete restructuring of how a company talks to the world. It used to be. Marketing makes the fun stuff. Support writes the boring stuff. And they sit in different buildings and never talk.
And never the twain shall meet.
Right. But this model says, the support team, using Aeroglad, they create the truth. They're the heart of the operation. And then the auto content API turns that truth into marketing assets.
That's the synthesis right there. Aeroglad ensures accuracy. Auto content ensures reach. And together, they allow a support team of, say, two or three people to rival a media company in terms of sheer output volume.
It's moving from fixing typos in a help desk to automating a global multimedia network. I mean, that is a massive leap.
It is. And it changes the value of the human in the loop. The human stops being the writer and the videographer. The human becomes the editor, the strategist.
So what does this all mean for the person listening right now? If you're sitting there with a dusty knowledge base and a marketing team that's just burned out from trying to make 3 TikToks a day, what's the move?
It means you are likely solving the wrong problems with the wrong tools. You're trying to throw humans at a problem that requires an engine. You're treating content creation as this manual craft when it should be an industrial process.
And while you're doing that, your knowledge base is going bad.
Exactly. The big takeaway is that content production is no longer the bottleneck. That problem is basically solved. The cost has gone to near zero. The new bottleneck is accuracy.
Which brings us to our final thought.
Yeah. I'd leave the listener with this one provocation. If content creation becomes infinite and effectively free thanks to tools like AutoContent, the only thing that retains any real value is accuracy. In a world of infinite noise, the truth engine, something like Aeroglad, becomes the most valuable asset a company can possibly own. Mm-hmm. So the question to ask yourself is, are you investing in the noise or are you investing in the truth?
That is a heavy question to end on. Are you building a noise machine or a truth engine?
You need both, but one has to lead the other. The truth has to come first.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up this deep dive into the Aeroglad and AutoContent synergy. It's a brave new world out there. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.